Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 25th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Sabi Data Center's John Wilson to speak at TMT Finance USA 2025 in New York City. John Wilson, Chief Financial Officer at Sabi Data Centers, will be speaking at TMT Finance USA 2025 in New York City on October 8, 2025. The event brings together top investors and digital infrastructure executives to discuss the future of TMT investment and growth strategies. Wilson will be part of a panel focusing on monetization strategies for stabilized data center assets. This premier forum highlights market activity, M&A outlooks, and operational innovations in the digital infrastructure space. To learn more about Sabi Data Centers, visit sabidatacenters.com. Cyan AG successfully completes turnaround, first half year 2025, with positive EBITDA. Cyan AG has successfully completed its turnaround in the first half of 2025, with revenue increasing to 4.4 million euros from 3.2 million euros in H1 2024. The company achieved a positive EBITDA of 0.5 million euros, a significant improvement from the negative 1.1 million euros in the previous year. With a 24% growth in the end customer base, Cyan is further strengthening its international market position. The company's outlook for 2025 now forecasts revenue between 8.8 million euros and 9.2 million euros, with slightly positive EBITDA. Cyan AG, a provider of intelligent cybersecurity solutions, continues to make strides in the industry with a focus on core business cybersecurity and strict cost discipline. Oka and Cookies release new Cookies X Oka device. Oka, the trailblazing hookah brand, has partnered with iconic lifestyle brand Cookies to launch the limited edition Cookies X Oka device. This collaboration delivers a modern hookah experience with no coals, no mess, and no compromise. Designed with Cookies' signature aesthetic and paired with exclusive flavor pods from Cookies Al-Fakir, the device creates a seamless connection between tradition and innovation. The Cookies X Oka device is now available at us.oka.com, offering a premium experience with heat-free, coal-free technology for consistent, smooth sessions. For more information on advanced inhalation rituals R and their innovative products, visit air.global.
Q&A with Brian Bajil, Chief Executive Officer of Octora. Brian Bajil, Chief Executive Officer of Octora, brings two decades of trading experience to his role. His passion for simplifying markets led to the creation of an independent platform for fixed income markets. Octora, backed by industry participants and investors, aims to address challenges in syndicated loans and structured credit. Bajil's focus on diversity and inclusion has been key to his success. Octora's electronic trading platform for syndicated loans and CLOs offers transparency and efficiency. Recent achievements include a multi-million dollar funding round and significant market share growth. Clients praise Octora for transforming the historically clunky trading process. Bajil's advice to entrepreneurs: test, address feedback, and innovate for lasting change in the market.
Four major tech fairs in October welcome over 6,200 exhibitors. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council is staging four major technology fairs this autumn, including the Hong Kong Electronics Fair, Autumn Edition, Electronic Asia, the Hong Kong International Lighting Fair, Autumn Edition, and the Hong Kong International Outdoor and Tech Light Expo. These events will bring together over 6,200 exhibitors from 27 countries and regions. The Electronics Fair will focus on AI and robotics, featuring a special RoboPark event space showcasing various robots. The Lighting Fair will showcase award-winning designs used in renowned projects worldwide. The fairs aim to facilitate cross-industry exchange and further the development of smart cities, aligning with Hong Kong's push towards AI and technological innovation as proposed in the recent policy address. These events provide a platform for industry players to showcase innovations, foster collaboration, and explore new business opportunities.
Q&A with Daniel Smith, founder of Astro Agency, and the Scottish Government's Trade and Investment Envoy for Space. Daniel Smith, founder of Astro Agency, a strategic communications and market intelligence firm, has been appointed the Scottish Government's Trade and Investment Envoy for Space. He has played a founding role in multiple space companies and is leading Astro Agency's expansion into the U.S. after partnering with Voyager Technologies and Cislunar International. Astro Agency will open a North American office at VISTA, Voyager's new science park initiative in Columbus, OA. Smith's background in law and business development led him to the space sector, where he saw the need to bridge the gap between technology and commercial applications. Astro Agency stands out as the world's first dedicated space marketing firm, offering a unique blend of communications and market intelligence services. Smith's collaborations with governments, private companies, and international partners shape the company's approach to marketing in the space sector, focusing on policy alignment, commercial outcomes, and international collaboration. Working with well-known organizations in the space sector validates Astro Agency's approach and sets a standard of excellence for the company's roadmap. Smith believes that space is more relevant now than ever, with the commercial sector growing rapidly and providing new opportunities for innovation and investment. Looking ahead, Astro Agency aims to expand its presence in the U.S. market, leveraging its space knowledge and global connections to support U.S. firms in commercializing their offerings and expanding overseas. Q&A with Ohad Cohen, Chief Revenue Officer at OX Security. Ohad Cohen, Chief Revenue Officer at OX Security, leads global sales operations for the fast-growing application security platform. With over 15 years of experience, Cohen focuses on helping organizations ship secure software faster. The cybersecurity landscape is evolving, with AI changing the game for developers and attackers, creating challenges in speed, signal-to-noise ratio, and tool sprawl. Application security, AppSec, is crucial as apps and APIs are the new perimeter. OX Security's approach stands out by cutting noise, proving risk reduction, and enabling developers to fix issues fast. The future of AppSec is moving towards measurable outcomes, with trends like code-to-runtime graphs, AI-driven remediation, and unified control planes. Cohen's top priorities for scaling OX globally include demonstrating clear outcomes, deep integrations, and customer success. Success in cybersecurity sales comes from selling outcomes, focusing on deal discipline, and building well-oiled sales teams.
Biomed News Breaks, Lantern Pharma, NELTRN, aligns with industry call to fix broken biotech model. Lantern Pharma, a Dallas-based clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, was highlighted in a Dallas Innovates article covering the 2025 BioDex IC3 Summit. CEO Pana Sharma emphasized the need for innovation in the biotech industry, stating that AI-driven platforms like RAC can streamline drug discovery, accelerate clinical timelines, and reduce costs. By advancing a data-driven model, Lantern Pharma positions itself at the forefront of efforts to create a more sustainable future for biotech. With a pipeline of therapies estimated to have a combined annual market potential of over $15 billion USD, Lantern Pharma is poised to provide life-changing therapies to cancer patients worldwide.
OTR Solutions launches innovative fuel credit solution with the OTR Fuel Card. OTR Solutions has launched a new fuel credit offering, the OTR Fuel Card, providing carriers with reliable access to credit backed by their factoring relationship. This innovative solution removes credit checks and upfront barriers, allowing carriers to fuel today and pay later through flexible billing. With no credit checks and eligibility for all carriers who factor with OTR Solutions, this self-backed model redefines how credit works in the trucking industry. The OTR Fuel Card offers cash flow flexibility, weekly billing, and deep discounts on commercial diesel. This new offering aims to serve as a lifeline to over-the-road carrier operations, leveling the playing field and giving new authorities the ability to compete with established fleets from day one.
Cooldown launches new smart control unit with expanded heating, cooling, and dehumidification modes. Cooldown, the innovative thermal transfer system, has announced the release of its new smart control unit. This upgraded unit introduces expanded heating, cooling, and dehumidification modes, providing homeowners with more ways to save energy and improve comfort. With the ability to reduce air conditioning use by up to 67% per season, the cooldown system now offers features like estimated savings display, basic heating mode, dehumidification mode, power boost mode, eco boost mode, and standalone mode. These new modes allow for customization based on home, climate, and energy use goals. For more information, visit Cooldown's website.
Datalec Precision Installations to exhibit at Data Center World Singapore. Datalec Precision Installations, a global leader in data center solutions, will exhibit at Data Center World Singapore 2025 from October 8th to 9th at Marina Bay Sands. With a focus on precision and innovation, DPI offers M&E engineering connectivity design, bespoke manufacturing, and more. Executive Vice President Peter Cole and the leadership team will showcase DPI's capabilities, aligning with global standards and regional needs. Discover how DPI is shaping the future of data centers at the event. Learn more at datalecltd.com.
The shift to AI access control systems in NYC's commercial buildings. New York City commercial buildings are shifting to AI access control systems to cut costs and enhance security. Traditional systems are being replaced by AI-powered solutions that offer centralized dashboards, remote management, mobile credentials, and lower IT overhead. These systems provide scalability, seamless expansion, portfolio-wide oversight, and consistent user experiences. With features like automatic updates, AI analytics, and backward and forward compatibility, AI access control systems are future-proof. They reduce human error, provide visual verification, enhance audit trails, and deliver reliability. Avigilon Alta is a leading choice for NYC businesses, offering unified video and access control, custom AI alerts, mobile-friendly design, and scalability for multi-site enterprises. Streamline Telecom, a local company, installs and maintains Avigilon Alta systems, ensuring efficiency, reliability, and future-ready solutions for commercial clients in NYC. Network news breaks, ES Gold Corp. OTCQB ESUF. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on gold market outlook, ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQB under EUF has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the current gold market outlook. The editorial highlights gold's strong performance and potential for further price increases, emphasizing opportunities with junior producers like ES Gold. The company's Montauban project with secured permits, funding, and near-term production potential positions ES Gold as a compelling growth story in the current gold cycle. ES Gold's focus on clean mining and exploration innovation, along with its capital-efficient, high-margin model, sets it apart from ETFs and larger producers. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at the provided link.
Phlox raises $25 Series B, led by Addition. Phlox, the leading platform enabling unified software lifecycles, announced a $25 million Series B funding round led by Addition. The investment will accelerate product development and market expansion as organizations struggle with complex software supply chains. Phlox makes Nix technology accessible, delivering consistent environments across various systems. Early adopters like Arcesium and Posthog demonstrate exceptional engagement and retention. The funding will focus on universal development infrastructure, compliance management, and security. Phlox has introduced features like molecular-level dependency visibility and cross-platform portability since its launch in 2024. Industry partnerships with HackerRank and CUDA Binaries Distribution expand the platform's reach. For more information, visit phlox.dev.
Global Tech Corporation, GLTK, strengthens funding strategy, advances global expansion, AI and big data solutions. Global Tech Corporation recently closed a $1.4 million private placement of convertible notes to support its growth and expansion plans. the company aims to advance data-driven and AI-powered platforms in markets with growth potential. This move aligns with Global Tech's goal of uplisting on a national exchange and expanding globally. The funds raised will be used to accelerate growth, with a focus on promoting data-driven platforms and AI solutions. Global Tech, an American tech holding company specializing in big data and AI, closed the private placement offering of promissory notes, representing a significant step towards achieving its expansion vision.
Beyond discipline, a new approach to mental performance. For decades, productivity has been treated as a function of time management, task execution, and personal will. The tools we've built reflect this assumption, but as work shifts to open-ended synthesis, the limits of this model have become more visible. The primary limitation is that most productivity systems assume the mind is ready when the calendar says it is, not accounting for cognitive readiness. This unmeasured variable often shapes output quality more than any to-do list. Cognitive alignment, the real-time match between mental readiness and work being done, is a practical lens for understanding performance breakdowns and adjustments. State-to-task matching identifies what mental state a task requires, whether the individual is in that state, and the best next steps. This approach strengthens productivity systems, making them more robust and closing the loop between intent and capacity. Investor news breaks. TeraWulf Inc., NASDAQ WULF, completes $1 billion convertible notes offering. Following full greenshoe exercise, TeraWulf Inc., WULFDAC, has completed a $1 billion convertible notes offering, with the initial purchasers exercising their option to buy an additional $150 million of notes. The net proceeds of about $975.2 million will be used for capped call transactions, data center expansion, and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the offering. TeraWulf develops, owns, and operates environmentally sustainable, industrial-scale data center infrastructure in the U.S. for high-performance computing and Bitcoin mining. For more information, visit the company's website at terawulf.com. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ, VMAR, expands electric training across Florida dealership network. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., expands its electric representative training program across Nautical Ventures' Florida dealership network, providing sales teams with expertise to showcase its industry-leading electric outboards. This initiative reflects the company's mission to accelerate the adoption of electric boating through hands-on experience and informed customer guidance. Vision Marine's e-motion technology represents a shift in the marine industry towards sustainable solutions without compromising performance. With a focus on cleaner, quieter, and more powerful marine propulsion, Vision Marine Technologies Inc., VMAR, is driving the industry towards a greener future.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Computing Inc., NASDAQ QBT, closes $500 million oversubscribed private placement. Quantum Computing Inc., QUBT, has closed an oversubscribed private placement, raising $500 million through the sale of common stock. The company plans to use the proceeds to accelerate commercialization, pursue acquisitions, expand teams, and strengthen working capital. CEO Dr. Yuping Huang stated that the financing, supported by institutional investors, brings total gross proceeds raised since November 2024 to about $900 million, reinforcing the balance sheet for multi-year growth. Titan Partners Group acted as the sole placement agent for this transaction.
Investor news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp., LG, OTCQB, LGCXF, exploration plan enters NEPA review. Lahontan Gold Corp. announced its exploration plan of operations has entered National Environmental Policy Act review by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, with a draft environmental assessment already completed. The company signed a contributed funds agreement to provide funding for additional BLM personnel, potentially expediting the review. CEO Kimberly Ann stated the plan supports staged drilling of over 700 holes at the Santa Fe Mine Project, enhancing opportunities to expand gold and silver resources. Lahontan Gold Corp. is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. the flagship Santa Fe mine project has a past production of 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver. The company plans to advance the project towards production and update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment.
Micropolis Holding Co., NYS American MCRP, showcases robotic forestry unit at ADNOC Safety Day in Abu Dhabi. Micropolis Holding Co. showcased its robotic forestry unit at ADNOC's Safety Day in Abu Dhabi in collaboration with the Environment Agency, Abu Dhabi. The event focused on the intersection of technology and environmental stewardship, with the forestry robot designed for reforestation in degraded environments. Micropolis is expanding its AI robotics technology beyond security into environmental and industrial applications, highlighting how robotics can support safety and sustainability initiatives. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News breaks NutriBand Inc. NTRB to present at MicroCap Rodeo Conference. NutriBand Inc. NTRB is set to present at the MicroCap Rodeo Conference in New York City on September 25, 2025. Company Chairman Sergey Melnyk will discuss operational highlights, growth initiatives, and the strategic direction for its Aversa platform technology at 10 a.m. The presentation will be webcast live, with registration available for interested parties. NutriBand is primarily focused on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products, including an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch with Aversa technology. For more information, visit NutriBand's website at www.nutriband.com. Investor News breaks. Isotropic Corporation, OTCQB IZOZF 1R3, highlights AI role in breast imaging with new feature article. Isotropic Corporation highlighted the role of AI in breast imaging with a new feature article on breastct.com. The article emphasizes the limitations of legacy systems and how the company's IZOVIEW breast CT imaging system was designed for AI-driven imaging. Key points include global validation of AI improving cancer detection, IZOVIEW's 3D hardware, 10-second compression-free scans, and its $500,000 target price to set a new standard in breast cancer screening. For more information, visit Isotropic's website at isocorp.com and review its profile on SEDAR at sedarplus.ca.
Researchers find that common nutrient could supercharge the immune cells fighting cancer. A study by the University of Chicago suggests that zeaxanthin, a carotenoid found in plants like kale and spinach, could boost the immune system in fighting cancer. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are also advancing oncolytic virus therapy. These innovative approaches in immunotherapy are expected to improve clinical outcomes. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets. For more information, visit biomedwire.com.
Platinum Group Metals Lit NYSE American, PLG PTM, eyes strategic opportunity amid growing defense demand. Platinum Group Metals Lit, listed on NYSE American as PLG and on TSX as PTM, is strategically eyeing opportunities in response to the growing demand in the defense sector. The company is focused on developing the world-class Platinum Group Metal Waterberg deposit in South Africa. Platinum and palladium are increasingly crucial in modern defense technology, from hydrogen fuel cells in armored vehicles to high-performance electronics in advanced aircraft. With the Waterberg project, Platinum Group Metals is well-positioned to supply platinum, palladium, and associated metals for defense and industrial applications. The latest developments can be found in the company's newsroom. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Why thieves target catalytic converters and how to protect your car. A catalytic converter is a device found in car exhaust systems designed to prevent toxic pollutants from being emitted to the environment. Its structure is coated with platinum group metals that act as catalysts, triggering chemical reactions to transform pollutants into safer byproducts. The ongoing concerns about the rampant theft of catalytic converters show that companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. that focus on mining rare minerals stand to benefit from the increasing use of these devices. Porsche shares slump as company faces major headwinds. Porsche shares took a hit, dropping over 7% as the company revised its profit margin guidance from 5 to 7% down to 2% for 2025. This shift reflects their struggle to adapt to the demand for electric vehicles versus gas-powered sports cars. Meanwhile, startups like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., focusing on BEVs, may find it easier to navigate the changing market landscape. For more insights on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, visit greencarstocks.com for breaking news and actionable information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.